Blog Talk Radio.
I have a question. My name is Madeline. I'm in Missouri. And my story made it to CNN in regards to being killed off as a Webster University student. Yeah, well, I'm still dead, but this helps me to understand. I've been studying this for 11 years since I got killed off and got kicked out of school and lost everything. Mm-hmm. I am thankful that I am hearing this information. I've done everything almost, but the actual trust right now that the gentleman was speaking about today. I'm going before the judge on the 14th here in Missouri at the 21st Circuit in regards to legal name fraud. Mm-hmm. I've been a victim of identity theft. That's what the news article in the chat room is about. But Social Security screwed up so bad, they've already issued me four cards, three of my birth cards and the new card they just issued me last week. So now I haven't given the new number out to anyone. I know you can collect up to 10 cards, but I have four in my possession right now based on their mistake. And they gave me a letter admitting their fault. But I just want to know what can I do at this point going before the judge on the 14th? I know what I'm going to stand on, but is there anything I need to take in the court based on? Yes, I'm telling you now. I mean, I've dealt with this. No one believes I'm alive. And it's so crazy because I'm standing in before these officials and agents, but they're wanting to begin me to get all these corporate documents. All of that. Everything you said today, shown documents, I have all of that. Even the recorder of deeds, the supervisor, is on my side now because she tore my document apart, the federal document with the birth certificate, tried to copy it into the recorder's deed, and I didn't ask her to do that. Well, she had to write a letter admitting her fault, as well as her court of clerk, mm-hmm. to the people in Virginia. And I have that letter admitting her fault. I was told that I can go after her bond for omission and error, but I haven't done that because I'm not even to that point of the trust yet. So I thank you for giving this information. And yes, I would love for you to represent me. That is my prayer, that I can get all documents effectively done before I get before this judge on the 14th, if possible.
It's big enough to know the way. Foreigner, 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 foreigner. My bitch a foreigner, and she love to fuck. She suck it up, make her fall in love. Put that on her tongue, perky on her tongue. She do them walks for us. Make her one of us. They guessing I'm smoking, potent. Ice on my neck, snowing. I'm dunking, glowing. Off the perky, I'm rolling. Valet, park it. I'm screaming, I'm blocking. They like poppy while you starting. Pop a perk, go retarded. They know I'm wildin', I need that respect. 700 grams, ice up again. Pop smoke, niggas go on my neck. Drag keep on shooting until it's not left. I'm 823, I throw up the set. 20 years old, but I move like a vet. Talk out your mouth, you better invest in the best. Nigga, cause you could get left. Your bitch is a foreign, huh? A fucking pastor, show a difference between a dog and a master. Lamborghini truck flooring, got your bitch in the back whoring. She like, Poppy, I adore you. I'm like, baby, I ain't normal. Foreigner.
Hoodie on, nigga scared. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Christian Dior anymore, don't you see LeBron anymore. Yeah, nah, 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 let it off. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, 45 in my drawers. One day I sound like a dog. Oh God, I'm a frog. I was in all the stars. I bought every Hermes scarf. Yeah, do you feel me? I'm comparing like Mary, but I still need more. I can go on and on. Yeah, I ain't even gotta talk. Yeah, tropical 9 and 9. Yo, the young with a semi, young nigga with a. Richie. Young nigga with a Richie. The Richie, the one that came with the big head nigga Jimmy. Head shot, that's a Jimmy. Big dog in my city. Killer all from this bitch. Red dot to the city. Yeah.
Foreigner. 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 Foreigner.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga has something
wealthy?
Is it cause I'm a star? It maybe could be my star. Got my chain and ring. My Rolex watch, it got 50 carats. It could be QC. Or even maybe it's me. It could be there for a while with flight. Shopping in Beverly. What's on your mind? I'm not drinking wine.
Nah, I ain't tryna spend no time.
I know my bitch, she so fine. But I don't know what's on her mind.
Gotta pay that cost to be a boss.
I put on my little bitch's plan golf.
Young nigga walking with Nina Ross. I'm dropping the balls like Via Car.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
They say I'm picky cause all my bitches is busy. I'm in some vintage to vintage, smoking the Philly. Double it out to let the prayers to check it, they hit it, they scratching the itch. The photo we killin', the photo we spittin', my nigga, you know we infinite. Jumpin' in St. Louis, I'm a lunatic. I'm a nigga, but my bitch an immigrant.
Immigrant.
I got the boot, but no Timberland.
Timberland.
I unplug you the middleman. I never leave my niggas starving.
Never.
You niggas mistake me for Marvin.
Huh?
I got 50 bricks up in the trunk, and they right next to that car.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Is it my looks or is it my wealth? What is it, the way that I carry myself?
Huh? Let me know, I need some help. Don't keep that secret to yourself.
Bitches be saying I'm making funny cause a young nigga got a lot of money. She looking at me like she wants something. Can't give her nothing but a couple hundred. She sucked up on a nigga trying to give a nigga kisses. Baby girl, you trip.
I don't know how you feel, can you tell me?
I know why you came.
I know.
In this club tonight.
Why?
Looking for a nigga that's gon' change your life.
Oh no,
why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Can't believe it's happening again, but this time we pull out the ratchet, we bust a skilly bang. Pull up if you want to give a fuck about your name. Bang it every drop and shit'll fuck up everything. This shit'll stimulate the gangster, get the tucking in your chain. Juggalo will rupture when they cut you in the rain. They run up in the club despite the structure is the same. And fuck the building up and me and only skilly is the blame.
Got a crush on. New thing, new whip for the bulletproof skin. New thing, new chopper with a 100-round clip. New shit. Corvette with butterfly wings. Head tell us, why dead for your fucker only?
Well, if I hit it, we are spit out every enemy forget out. Eyeball kick out. Shot fly till every lick up. Why try skip out? Shot in your stomach, bloody diarrhea, damn my shit out.
Everybody start slip out. They with the yellow skin out there, cocky we are give out. Enough of them are fraud and try copy where we live out. Skilly, them vanish when the chopper them a ring out. You see the bullet them a dig out. Every little piece of your flesh when the copper them a fling out. Look ya, it no matter how we dapper when we spin out. Could never imagine all of the blacker we are bring out.
New thing, new whip for the bulletproof skin. New thing, new chopper with a 100 round clip. New shit, Corvette with a butterfly wing. Excel out, boy dead for your fuck around me. Fuck when I reach, boy pussy face full up with crocodile teeth. Me I should be carrying a boy in a crime scene. I'm run the place, them I run round it like wheels. Black for the tree, I'ma make a boy bleed. A baby them in a car seat. My wave it take nothing like sea. Make it taste bloody like meat. Chop around town, chop around town. Gotta have a bus down. Me a real gunman, they are not a gun clown. Me a fake ground tap killer, shot a bus down. Make a head shell, make a head shell, boo. Make a head shell, man a boy ramp with boo. Man a rest dead, man a east side runner then. Never breathless. New thing, new whip for the bulletproof skin. New thing, new chopper with a 100 round clip. New shit, Corvette with a butterfly wing. Head shell out, boy dead for your fuck around me.
Anytime they pussy them step inside of the place, and when we pull up every single exit lock off. No matter how them a try and I disrespect the thing, make sure you know say every single gun a pop off. Better have your manners, make sure you put on your camera. Yes, we do it different to the very end. And if you have a problem, on the figure, suck your mother on a cartel and kill you over skilly then.
Gun lift up and strip up them teeth, your boy miss a rifle buff and kiss you. When you hear me say me go with a big belly top and a mission boy wrap up and a fiction. Shot a thin like a popular and a fish up with a nigga life, we take a no picture. Shot a bus anywhere, me see you from your disposed and me killer, you me gonna whistle. You say, new thing, new whip for the bulletproof skin. New thing, new chopper with a 100 round clip. New shit, Corvette with a butterfly wing. Excel out, boy dead for your fuck around me. Now get me out, make me head chip out, you be sent to you. Be sent to you, make me kill you, then kill you, silly wicked and vicious.
Wap, 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 wap.
Outside gonna be need mine. I got projects for Texas, 16 grand to build it. Some niggas saying that's the spot, we gon' kill them. It's all simple math, now add it to automatic. It's filled to the tip of the clip, I let it rip. Now run coffee with mother, it's all cops stuck up. Fuck around, half a piece of your brain blown. Hop out with that long gray path, flame throwing. Now isn't this a beautiful day? Look up, same blue skies in Pelican Bay. Surprised if we all die in the squad after niggas get blasted on. I got a bad Dominican bitch, built like Buffy the Body. Got a new coat connect, my Mexican little mommy. Got a plan for the cops when the raid come. Automatic shotguns banging, I spray something.
Fuck what you drinking, huh? Fuck what you thinking, huh? This 40 is your homie, leave that nigga planking. I got a bitch, you ride it just like she Jamaican. Catch me in my head, I bet it be with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That shit.
Ah. Ah. Oh.
Bullshit.
Oh. Oh. Ah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Baby.
Let's fuck. Time. If your nigga keep running you down, put your phone on D&D and pay him no mind. And this bitch really listen to me and it's so sad, this whole out of line. But I want the fuckery, I like you touch me, just to get close to my nine. Yeah, cause Subi's on, I'm feeling wavy as ever. If you do me wrong, I'ma move on to the better. Yeah, and I'm paranoid, so I just hold on my Beretta. This bitch here a little bad, he told the bitch to add me, it's now or never. Yeah, and we met at New Apollos. And she fucked me for a ride, yeah, and I'm turned in the spot. If he get to acting stupid, I'ma get the shoot and watch his body drop. This night, it won't never end. I can't take a L, all I do is win. This hoe, she just fronted on me, now I'm mad. I'm about to go try up on her best friend. These bitches be acting hot, but they trash. That's why I act blind in these Ray-Bans. I'm really a sex addict, I just fuck Keisha, now I'm about to link Ray-Van. Yeah, it's really a litty night. This gold magnum, it's gon' get me right. It saved me from babies and girls going crazy. I won't have a baby through the night. You know we be bugging, you know we be thugging. You drop a four, then we start a fight. You know we be bugging, you know we be thugging. You drop a four, then we start a fight. Oh baby, let's fuck one more time. If your nigga keep running you down, put your phone on D&D and pay him no mind. And this bitch really listen to me and it's so sad, it's so out of line. But I want the fuckery, I like you touch me, just don't get close to my nine. Yeah. And we met at New Apollos. And she fucked me for a ride. Yeah, and I'm turned in the spot. If he get to acting stupid, I'ma get the shoe and watch his body drop. Step out of my house and look down. I'm dripped out. This bitch flirting with me, I'ma back my big dick out. This big blizzy on my side, watch the bullet spit out. And I can't forget the game, all my niggas really dripped out. Yeah, I just see my ex and I roll by. Nappy boy from the fall, and I don't say hi.
No, don't.
Let's turn up a little more. That boat, she drive. Ice cups from the corner store, and we getting high. Cause Subi's on, I'm feeling wavy as ever. If you do me wrong, I'ma move on to the better. Yeah, and I'm paranoid, so I just hold on my Beretta. This bitch, she a little bad, he told the bitch to add me, it's now or never. Yeah, and we met at New Apollos. And she fucked me for a ride. Yeah, and I'm turned in the spot. If he get to act stupid, I'ma get the shoot and watch his body drop.
Yeah. Ooh, baby. Yeah. Ooh, ooh, baby. Hey, y'all bitches love some girl. Hey. Oh, hold on, hold on. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. Fuck y'all bitches.
Bah!
Dougie, yo told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
I thought I'd make it out.
No, no. No.
All my life.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
I decided I had to finish. But the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image.
You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different.
I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who tryna get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through court.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theyself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Thought never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me,
they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
Me down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Think it damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzed. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't break me, they
couldn't break me. No.
All my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
Good with y'all. What's popping out there? Oh man. Oh baby, why you doing well? I'm a little disappointed people didn't do what I asked them to do. But I know y'all came with the same expectation for me to do what I said I was going to do, right? I'll look at what I got, though. You probably had to talk to myself a lot tonight, but peace, 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 peace. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are on Low Life Academy. It's our little show. Live yesterday, we was on, don't listen to my background, that's just for me, but, yeah, we went live yesterday on IG, And I was encouraging everybody to join or go back and listen to the live that we did on IG yesterday. Oh, I see it now. Okay, so they give me the features. Okay, I see it now. Okay, yeah, so in any instance, what's good, y'all? We chopped it up yesterday. We had a good-ass time yesterday. It was probably about an hour. I don't even know. I didn't go back and listen to it, but it was probably about an hour. But we jumped in, y'all. And I'm slowly getting my mojo back. I told them yesterday. I'm slowly getting back there. So I wanted to take the limitations off of myself that I put on myself. So one of the things I pride myself on is that I truly understand the rules to the game. And the first rule to the game that I was ever taught was public and private don't mix. So, you know, y'all just don't understand the gravity of that, but I get it, right? So I choose to manage myself in that way where I really hold back on what I want to share. But seeing that we pay for this platform, I feel like we can say whatever we want to say, you know? So I'm going to try to keep it PG tonight because I want y'all to share this for your kids. I want to do my best to do that at least, right? I know I'm going to mess up as time go on, but I'm going to try to be cool. But, you know, the invisible shackles are coming off tonight. I said tonight the title of the show was going to be to set the record straight. What record are we setting straight? I'm going to set the record straight as it relates to what we are being taught. And what we're being taught is a bit complex. Right? So depending on who you're getting information from, it's very easy, piecing in there, it's very easy to get caught up in the distractions and never get to the root of the issue. So at Low Life Academy, we pride ourselves on making whatever it is that we're dealing with easy. So I know that's like a mouthful, but what we mean by that is like, if you're going to take on, let's say, for example, like a traffic citation, you know, there's many ways that people have been taught to address that. But what we like to do at Law Life is teach the path of least resistance, right? So the path of least resistance gets you the result that you're looking for. And then we encourage people to go back after the violators. So that's how you, you know, get your get back. So in any instance, I want to talk a little bit tonight about that whole experience and where we're kind of like a bit confused. And I want to narrow in on that tonight. So the confusion stems from the BC. Yes, the BC is the issue. The BC represents a variety of different things. So I'm going to go into the BC stuff tonight. I'm also going to talk a little bit about some of these codes that y'all like diving into, if I make time for it. But I want to show y'all that y'all are just honestly making this more complicated than it needs to be. So I'm not going to take too much more time trying to jump into, I do have to say this. I am putting together, because I didn't appeal yesterday. Y'all didn't fulfill y'all, but it's all good. But I still want to put it out there. I'm going to open up an opportunity for mentorship for 36 to 45 people. And a lot of what I'm going to speak on tonight, I'm going to show you all black and white, because y'all know how I like to do. I like to show black and white. So a lot of y'all, I show you black and white out of that group in the private, the things that you need to know and what you really need to focus on. So that's the brunt of it. So let's just jump right into it. So y'all know how I like to deal, like to get the interaction going. So, you know, we want to provoke thought over here. It's a critical thinking show, we used to call it. We jumped all over the place. But if the root of the issue is the birds are gentrified, how do we prove that? How does someone just come out and say, and we're not saying, well, we are saying the whole fucking thing is that, oh, I already did it. I told y'all I wasn't gonna last. Excuse me. But if we're saying the birth certificate is the root of the issue, how do we remedy that? How do we fix that? How do we resolve? Well, first we got to understand what's actually taking place and what's going on so we can try to address the issue. I'm not going to jump all over the place tonight. I am going to stick to just the topic at hand, and I'm going to provide some resources that we can take a look at. Well, at least I'm going to read for some resources that I'll share in the private, as I said. But the reality is, if I told you that there was, if I told you that there was a mechanism, or as we like to call it, a system in place to keep us cut off, for lack of a better term, from our inheritance. if you didn't believe me, that's on you. But they actually did that. I can tell I'm looking for something, but that's all good. I'm going to have a couple of things open. I'm just going through some more links. Something I want to read for y'all real quick. And then we can go into it. I'm always all over the freaking place, I'll tell you. But the root of the issue is the birth certificate, but more so significantly what you need to do to it. And let's see. I'm trying to put some order to this so it can make some sense. All right, so let's do it like this. Who created this thing to address the birth certificate? Well, we all know. It says it right here. It says vital records. Excuse me, I almost said vital statistics. Vital records are records of a life event. Now, I know people just roll past that because they don't know what a life event is, right? But you need to pay attention to a life event. And a life event is a broad term that they maximize to capture more than just birth. Events that occur in our life that they keep track of, and they actually tell us. I'm in Wikipedia, actually, like I normally like to do, so y'all can read along with me, so y'all can see my bullshit. And the chat is open. I put the link in the chat so y'all can see what I'm looking at. but there's something, I'm looking for something that I can't find. But I'm going to just start here for right now. So it says vital records are records. Records, people, records, records. I need y'all to understand the terminology that they're using. They're talking about records. But what records do they keep? They said records of live events. What type of live events are these? They tell us. But they say they keep it under, kept under governmental authority. So my people, I'd like to say that you can recapture something or take over something or do something, whatever you think you're talking about as it relates to the BC, they're telling you what it is, and a lot of y'all just don't know what it is. You just don't know what it is. So let me help you. The life events include birth certificates. So not certificates so much, but the event is birth. the license that they capture is marriage license or marriage certificate, but not so much marriage license or certificate, but the marriage. That's lineage, people. Think about what I'm saying. Genealogy, pay attention. Corruption of blood, all right? Separation agreements. That's divorce, or they put divorce certificates or divorce party. And then the final thing is death. Now, here's the thing. They track two things mainly, but they track the opposite of those two things. They track when someone is born, right? When they come into this plane, when they come on this plane, when they come into this atmosphere, right? They track that, right? And they also track, nobody teaching you all this, but just pay attention. They also track when that life expires, when they leave here. Those are life events, right? Pay attention. They're being so open in front of your faces with everything that you just don't want to see it. So life event, right? So boom, you have a birth, you have a death. During a person's lifetime, they may decide to create a union. Now, notice the word license that is attached. So what you don't see is a birth license, a death license, a divorce license. You don't see the term license. But the reason why you have to go to some external authority is because you need their approval, hence the license. So from birth to death, your entire life is predicated on the approval of someone or something else. Pay attention. All right, let's keep going. So, boom. In some jurisdictions, vital records may also include records of civil unions or domestic partnerships. So there go your common law marriages. Right? There go your common law marriages. That's marriage without going through the courts. Right? Some records, some places, some people will allow that. Civil union, domestic partnerships. But it's defined a little bit different. It's not really common law. It's just they have you go through their legal process the same way. All right? Note that only the life events, they said it again. If that's not what they meant, they wouldn't have said it again, right? But the life event meaning is restricted to government. Now, listen what they just said, Joe. They said they came up with this fucking term. I did it again. Note that only the life event's meaning is restricted to government. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's amazing, right? The records management meaning in this article applies to both government and non-government organizations. Now, these terms, the tracking of those records, reflect the meaning for their government and their government only. But they're going to discuss openly more than just their restricted government, right? So pay attention. In the United States, vital records are typically maintained at both the county and state level. I told y'all before, right, that this is typical. Why? Because typically the vital records office is at the state capitol. But everybody can go through their county to get a copy of their birth certificate, death certificates, and things of that nature, marriage certificates, and so on and so forth, because it's tracked right there at your clerk of court. All right, pay attention. In the United Kingdom and numerous other countries, vital records are recorded in the civil registry. Now, they bypass telling us what kind of registry the United States operates. And these are the things I don't like when they play these fucking games, right? Because it's like, if you're going to tell us, just tell us. Right? We're being open today. We're setting a record straight. So, boom. Vital records are public and in most cases can be viewed by anyone in person at the governmental authority. Now, at the end of the day, here's what I'm trying to say. If your records are maintained at two different locations, meaning that you have a location at the county, you have a location at the state, and if you submit anything, you can submit to both the county and the state level or the county or the state level, right? Just respectively speaking to what they have here. So
if they keep the record and if the record is viewable and open to the public, why is it that they stop you from doing anything to alter the status of that document on the county's record? Why are they stopping people from coming back and saying, hey, I realize that this is not me. I just want to make sure that y'all know that this is my property. Why are they stopping people from doing that? It just said that it's a public record. It just said it. In any instance, copies can also be requested for a fee. There are two types of copies, certified and uncertified copies or official copies, that can be used as identification, whereas uncertified copies do not contain the governmental authorities' seal and often are marked that they should not be used for identification. Now, I'm not going to jump all over the place. If I was teaching a webinar, I would have to show you. But if you go into the Social Security Administration codes and some other places, they tell you that a birth certificate is not an identifying document. They do not accept it for identity. You've been bamboozled to use it to get licenses. You use it for identifying purposes to get licenses, because that's how they tie you to the fucking name. You are committing fraud by attaching yourself to the name on the birth certificate. So every time you go to get a license, like a driver license, their passport, their social security, whatever it is, they want that to demonstrate who you are, proof of identity. All right. There may be additional restrictions in place on who can actually request a certified copy, such as immediate family or someone with written authorization. Certified copies are usually made much more expensive than uncertified copies. Some states have started blah, blah, blah. So challenges. They go over some challenges. Let's see what they said. In the past 10 years, there has been an overall increase in global birth registration. This is why they want to control population. So birth registrations have gone up. This is why they track it, right? Rates of children under five from 58% to 65%, right? However, more than 100 developing countries still do not have functioning systems that can support efficient registration of births and other life events like marriages and deaths. Now, why did I slow down to make sure that I emphasize that so that you can get it? Because I'm going to show you some shit that you ain't going to believe. You're just not going to believe. Right? So it says, around the world, almost 230 million children under the age of five are not registered. They just said 230 million children. How do they know it's that many children? But that's what they said. They said they're not registered. They said in the sub-Sahara, Africa is home to 85 million of these children, so 85 million in Africa, while 135 exist in Asia and the Pacific. Progress with death registration has been much slower globally in countries in most need of CRVS up to 80% of deaths that occur outside health facilities and two-thirds of all deaths globally are not counted. Now, why does any of that shit matter? Oh, God. Now, I like to show proof. I put shit in black and white. So if you got the link because you were in the chat, you would see this, right? So in the chat, I want to go down. It says, see also, they got the family registrar, civil registration, and vital statistics, government records, right? They'll break that down for you. And I did press on a couple of those things, but I want to go to something because I want to point this out to y'all. This is where I'm going tonight. The gloves are off. I'm going to show y'all the real truth. And then I'm going to emphasize some things to y'all. So I went to one of the links below and I clicked on it. And this is the link that I clicked on. So y'all can see the shit that I'm reading. So you see that I'm not lying. I'm not making shit up, right? So boom. In here, if you open this up, it says, listen, y'all. It says, listen, y'all. Listen to what the fuck this shit says. Listen, y'all. It says global civil registration and vital statistics. Let me stop this fucking music for a second because I need y'all to hear me. I need y'all to feel my fucking pain for a second. This shit here says global civil registration and vital statistics. Now, why is that even important? Well, shit, who's at the top of this shit? There's two organizations at the top of this shit. It says World Bank and who? Who? World Bank and the World Health Organization, they're pushing this initiative. So let's see what they say. Global civil registration of vital statistics, scaling up investment plan 2015 to 2024. So y'all got a year. Just pay attention. One world order. It's coming. Watch this. What is civil registration and vital statistics? This is why I wanted y'all to freaking be here so you can learn how to dig into this shit so you can make an informed decision. So it's not me, y'all. I just want y'all to understand what they're doing, what they're saying. So boom, this is what they say. Civil registration is defined by the United Nations as the universal, continuous, permanent. If you ever thought that you could go take the record back and say that this shit is yours and this, that, and the fifth, they just told you it's permanent record. Permanent. I know what permanent means. I don't got to look that up. Permanent and compulsory recording of vital events. Notice they didn't use the term coined for the government. They used vital events. They didn't put life event. They put vital events. What? Why are they vital? Vital to what? Vital to whom? Vital to statistics. We need this data. Pay attention. Provided through decree or regulation in accordance with the legal requirements of each country. This is what the United Nations says. It's under decree. It's under regulation. So I just told you, you're regulated. It is the act of recording and documenting, of recording and documenting, of recording and documenting of vital events in a person's life, including birth, marriage, divorce, adoption, and death. This is a fundamental function of governments. Oh, God. You didn't know? You didn't know. This is a fundamental. So when they say that shit, it's a fundamental function of government. And government has existed here according to certain data, right? They've been here since like the 1400s, right? This is what they say. And you don't think that they had these things in place since then? It's a let me stop. All right, so let's see what else they have to say, and then I'll jump on to something else. So it says, the civil registration provides individual with the documentary evidence, I need y'all to maybe use this some shit, required to secure recognition of their legal identity. They didn't say your lawful identity. They just told you that they're talking about the straw man. Wait a minute, let me jump shit for a second. I'll come back. Because I'm just wired today. I told y'all I was going to have fun. I told y'all. Didn't I say y'all was going to have some fun? I think I told y'all. I tried to tell y'all. If you didn't hear me, I'm on my bad. Right? My bad. Let me see. Where is it? 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 All right. Let's go here. So this says, what is a U.S. birth certificate and what does it look like? All right. Cool. I don't need to get into all of that. It says, what is a birth certificate? A U.S. birth certificate is a government-issued document that officially registers the birth of a child in the United States of America for the following purposes. Now, because I'm sharing links, just be a good little guy, and I'm going to just keep sharing links so y'all can read along and, you know, don't feel like I'm just making shit up. If I'm not, all right, I'm actually reading this shit to y'all. All right, cool. It says, what is a birth certificate? We already did that. So for the following purposes, census. Who knew that the birth certificate was under census? Who knew that? Who knew that? Who knew that? Who knew that it was under the Bureau of the Census? Who knew that the Bureau of the Census has been tracking people since day one? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew the umbrella that protects all of the BS that you got to go through? You don't know about nothing about child support, they under the umbrella. You don't know about labor and commerce, they under the umbrella. You don't know. Other purposes, military purposes, tax purposes, vital statistic purposes. All right, let's keep going. A birth certificate is usually one of the first legal documents individuals have issued in their life. It is the first document they give you. Right. This goes into some other things I'm going to come back to in a second, like the certificate of live birth. So this is what it is. What does a birth certificate prove, right? Pay attention. In the United States, an official government-issued birth certificate serves as legal proof of the following. This is how they trap you. They say it proves your age. Notice the first thing they tell you is your age. And according to American jurisprudence, which I'm not going to go into, that's the only fucking thing that it proves is the age. But let's go with that. It proves an individual's citizen status. Let's pay attention. If you are the name, you are the citizen of the corporation. So you are the U.S. Let's pay attention. And an American citizen's identity. So now you have identity tossed in here. When you look at other agencies, they say they don't accept it as a document of identity. So U.S. citizens may need a certified copy of their birth certificate for different purposes, proving their age, let's go with that again, status or identity by presenting a certified copy of the U.S. birth certificate if they're required to have other identification documents issued, such as obtaining a driver's license, social security card, a passport, and government-issued photo IDs. All right, I'm going to chill right here for a second. I'm going to jump, man. I'm going to jump. So I just paused on, what was I reading to y'all? Vital statistic, right? I was on vital statistics, right? I paused on that one. Where's the shit I was just reading about the vital statistics? I was, right? Dang. Fucking up right now. I wanted to go back to the last thing I just read to y'all. Oh, was that from the article? From this one, right? This is from this article. I'm sorry. All right, so I see. Let's see. So they said the civil registry provides individuals with the documentary evidence required to secure recognition of their identity, of their legal identity. Now, why is legal important? Because there's a difference between legal and lawful. And I paused there because I wanted to read something to y'all. All right, so pay attention. Here's another link. I'm going to share with y'all that y'all can check out. You can read along in this, keep records for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. So, boom. This says, what is a straw man in legal terms? It says a straw man in legal terms can be a person who legally owns something in name only. Oh, my fucking. Let's get it. Or an argument that can gain the upper hand and beat an opponent. So, when it says it can be a person who legally owns something in name only. I'm telling you, the name only exists on paper. This is not me. This is other people. Let's just go. What is a straw man in legal terms? It can be in two things, right? So they go and break it down a little bit further. A person who legally owns something in name only, this is done to hide the identity of the real owner. So your identity has been hidden from you. Right. If you want to play the game with the name game, that's why I just told you to change the name. But if you want to play the name with the name game, I can tell you how to do that, right? Because there's a game with the name game, right? Look at the way they send you the name. They never look at the name never really looks like how it's on the birth certificate. That's why. So play the name game if you want to. All right. In this case, the straw man does not make any real decisions about the business. See what I'm saying? Straw man don't got no talking this shit. It's not me. They put this shit in right in your face. This is in freaking Google, if you will. What is the straw man and what is the connection to the rise of the jury trial? All right, let's see what it says. When you use an argument, the straw man technique aims to avoid the truth or the true issue at hand. Excuse me. This involves a four-step process, and they go through that. I'm not going to read that shit. In previous example, I don't want to read that. So when used in reference to a person, a straw man may play an important role in a jury trial. Using a straw man is essentially a workaround. Using a straw man is essentially a workaround of the law to get the desired outcome that would otherwise be illegal. However, not all workarounds are legal. Some may use a straw man to mask illegal activities such as money laundering. Similarly, a straw man may also be used to avoid liability in cases of illegal operations, thereby creating another person to take the fall were they ever caught. Excuse me. All right. So this version of the straw man may originate from compurgation. which was a type of oath used to settle legal matters in ancient times. I'm not saying that shit again. All right, so let's see what black laws have to say. Since a straw man is not a true person, pay attention, legal person, legal identity, they exist only within the environment they were created, such as the state. Ooh. Y'all don't believe that the straw man exists, right? I wouldn't. Shit. Shit. I fucking wouldn't. Let me see if I could prove that the straw man exists. Let me see if I could prove at the same time that the fucking estate exists. Let me see what I could do real quick. I gotta find it. Telling y'all, I'm not on my shit today. I'm all over the place. I hope I didn't close it out. Here it is. I found it. Boom. This one says, when looking at numbers, right? So when you're born, they create a legal personality. The first thing they have to do is simultaneously get a number associated to the legal personality, right? And that number is what reflects one side of the fence being the straw man, and then the other side of the fence being the actual estate, what is being abandoned, right? So you allow the state to create the estate, therefore the state owns it, right? So with this, anything a person does outside of the state or environment in which the straw man was created, pay attention, does not impact them in their personal lives. Similarly, their personal choices cannot be dictated by the state. In 1933, I love how they put this shit out there, the straw man began to benefit the government when the United States filed for bankruptcy. They did, y'all. The governors of the state promised to provide the necessary funds by using the assets that belongs to all people of the state. Unfortunately for the government, they were unable to use assets that existed outside the state's power, including private property. The Constitution told you, they can't take your private property without giving you just compensation. With this, the government devised a way to bridge the gap between the state and the people. The bridge was the straw man. To implement this, the government made it mandatory that all birth certificate, what did they make mandatory? All birth certificate, what did they make mandatory? All birth certificate be registered with what? The Department of Commerce. This is not me saying it, people. This is much wiser lawyers than me. This is up council. This is the lawyers, right? Right? They're telling you what they did. So because they created it, and this, we're not talking about vital statistics. We're talking about another department. Now we're talking about a Department of Commerce, which is what? Another company. It's another agency. It's another entity in its own, right? Pay attention. In any instance, and that all names be documented in capital letters, right? Now bound to the state from birth, it became the people's responsibility to even out the country's debt. So everything was pledged all on your backs so that they can make this up. So due to this system, the only way citizens can benefit from the country's services is through their straw man, right? Essentially, the straw man is a commercial entity acting as a transmitting utility, which is a method of transporting services to the people. I don't know if these motherfuckers are lawyers. This be sounding like some SBC nigga wrote this shit, because this shit here sound like some old SBC shit. What the fuck is going on? These lawyers? Lawyers wrote this shit? Lawyers is putting this in your face? These niggas probably upset. They probably mad as shit. What the fuck is going on? Y'all heard what I just read? I've never seen shit like this in plain English on the sites like these. Like what the fuck are we doing? All right. I don't know what I'm talking about, but they do. Let's find out. They keep going something. All right. So they said, boom, which is a method of transit. Okay, these services are ultimately paid for by the straw man through things like paying taxes, if you want to believe that. All right, let me go down and I'll wrap up this section here because it's only a couple paragraphs left. It says, your straw man is an artificial person. They just told you, yet again, it's not real. At the time of birth, each person is issued their own straw man. What did I just tell you? Did I say this or did they just say it? Hello? 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 Legally speaking, on a birth certificate, the name that appears is in all capital letters. This name is a person's legal name, all right? However, people often write their names using a combination and whatever, which is legally speaking a separate entity. I swear this is an SBC nigga. This is an SBC nigga that wrote this for these lawyers. This is not lawyer talk. Even names appearing on official licenses, such as those issued for marriage, appear in all capital letters. I just told y'all. Now y'all know why. Until the time that a person, name is lowercase letters, reclaims their strongman. What did they tell you to do? Reclaim their strong. What did they tell you to do? Reclaim your strong. I didn't know they did this. Oh, shit. The state owns the name, not the person. Boom. Yeah, I didn't write this, y'all. I just read that to y'all. So if y'all in there, y'all saw that, right? That shit fucking crazy. The UN, along with the World Health Organization, along with the World Bank, is looking to create a civil registry for the entire world. Now, if that don't scare the fuck out of you, I don't know what the fuck is supposed to scare the fuck out of you. They just told us in that Wikipedia shit I just read, wherever that shit is. How many freaking people in the United States alone, not the United States, I mean the Sahara, and certain other places that we just looked at that literally are not registered, y'all. They're unaccounted. They're unaccounted for. Right here. I just went back to it. There are around the world almost 230 million children under the age of 5 are not registered. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Now, y'all would think that this would help with, you know, kidnapping, trafficking of humans and all of this shit. It doesn't, people. This is a control system, control mechanism. And if you read the rest of the UN article, ending next year. So they say, the civil registry provides individuals with the documentary evidence required to secure recognition of their legal identity. That's false. It shows their family relationships. You give up that information. I can't say that's false. It shows their nationality. That's false. That is absolutely fucking false. And it says, and their ensuing rights, such as social protection and inheritance. Now, why would they bring up the term inheritance if we're not talking about fucking estates? Why would they bring up inheritance if we're not talking about estates? If you didn't have something to lose that you can inherit, why are they talking about it? Did you know that the whole reason why this entire shit started was to protect people's estates? Did you know that? People, you should see the language that they used to describe how people were negatively affected by losing out. Oh, God. When COVID hit, I told y'all it was a Ponzi scheme. The more family members that you lost, the more estates the state took over with no one, especially if they didn't have the appropriate resources in place, with no one to challenge them. They literally talked about this transfer of wealth, but it was wealth that was stolen right under our noses because we don't understand the big fucking picture. Well, they're going to tell us about the big picture. Let's see what else they got to say about the big picture. It can help facilitate access to essential services. What type of access they want you to have? Well, they want you to be dependent on them for health, for education, and for social welfare. Can you imagine what's going to happen when CPS get into places like Africa, nigga? Huh? When they can just pick up your kids and just keep it moving? Y'all don't understand what time it is. This can contribute to activities such as gaining formal employment. Told you, this is the only way you get employed. Exercising electoral rights is the only way you get to vote. Transferring property. Well, let me explain something to you. The nigga can't never own property. So that's a lie. That's a false in itself. You can't transfer shit that you don't own. Pay attention. All right. What else they say? An opening bank account. Yeah, they love that shit. So the lack of, listen to this shit, the lack of civil registration during crisis or natural disaster can lead to statelessness. That's when you don't got nobody saying that you a part of their shit. But you don't need them. You create your own government just by correcting the fucking BC. And what's the issue with the BC? You need to correct the record. Everything has to do with the record. These are the things that affect y'all. Now, I told y'all I was going to act stupid tonight, and I probably still am. I'm winding up to it. But I want to give y'all some meat and potatoes so y'all can go back and y'all can look at this shit so y'all can see for yourself, right? All right, let's see what else they have. I'm not going to read everything, so let me jump down here and see what they say. Okay. Birth registration helps with the identification of population health needs. Why is that your concern? We've seen what they did to the Tuskegee Airmen, right? We saw how they helped dealt with their health needs, right? Birth registration should take immediately. This is what they tell y'all. This is what they're telling the world, by the way. This is a world document, right? Following birth, the standard measure being within 30 days of birth. So you got 30 days to register the birth. The move to high coverage health services for mothers and children makes universal birth registration at or shortly after birth a realistic goal. Who are they protecting? The mothers and the babies. They don't give a fuck about the niggas. Fuck them. All right. It is also central to global efforts aimed to improving early childhood development. Now, how can a child develop without a fucking father? And why is the father not in the picture? Because if the daddy's not there, there is no birth right to inherit. You don't know about the laws of illegitimacy. Now, we're not going to dig into everything. We're just going to just poke at the bear. And I just want you to start thinking because this shit here is retarded. All right, cool. Death registration provides legal rights to the family, for example, in conferring property or individual or personal transfer rights to remaining family members. A death registration does not fucking do that. That is false. Think about this. Now, if the death registration provided for you to go claim your inheritance, that meant that anything that your family member had in their possession or had in their ownership possession, I should say, right? You're entitled to that as long as you have a copy of the death certificate and you're next of kin, right? And I'll go over a flow chart. I want to do it on one of the YouTube videos where I can show you. I put one of the states' flow chart for when you die without having these mechanisms in place, right? When you die without having the resources in place, what they do is they say that they go all the way from family members down to if nothing is left over, they give it to the state. But the reality is they have to prove the estate, let me use this term correctly, they have to prove the estate and then they have to settle debts. So typically what happens is the creditors come in and they garnish everything. Absolutely nothing is left over to the family members. But this is how they sell it to us. This is something that they put out. They got kids in the fucking picture. They're selling this shit. This is how they market it to you. Like, this is for your benefit. This is to help you. They're telling you how many times are they using help. On the birth registration, it helps. On the death registration, it provides legal rights. Why do you need legal rights when you have lawful rights? Why do we need to be in a legal world, which is the fictitious world? Why do we need to stay in this world? Oh, we're in commerce. Yeah, that's right. That is right. We're in commerce. We get it. We're in commerce. We are in commerce. Right? So at the end of the day, this is how they bamboozle everybody. Cause of death registration provides critical information for health and development planning to improve for survival of children and adults. No, the fuck they don't. Do they give a fuck about you? Do they help you bury your loved ones? Huh? Don't you got to go take out more debt if they can't cover their own departure? Pay attention. Now, marriage and divorce is the last part. They say marriage and divorce registration is largely unrecognized part of well-developed CRVS, right? So that's their little acronym for the shit, right? Civil registration shit, right? having good marriage and divorce registration are frequently required to obtain documents that can contribute to women's ability, listen to what I'm saying, ability to inherit property. I just keep on coming back to inheritance and register their children in some countries and among other benefits. Registering girls at birth and recording their marriages provides a legal backing against early and forced marriages. They sell this shit, y'all. Now, I'm going to poke at the bear a little bit because I have to. I have to. I was looking through this whole shit because I got to go over it. I'm trying to pull it up, but I don't. I might have to just search it. Give me a second. Yeah. All right, so boom. This is how I'm going to poke at the bear tonight. All right, we're going in now. We're going in. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We're going in. Tell a friend to them again. We're going in. All right. Boom. This is what it says. The IRS man, typically referred to as the IRM, has a very interesting statute is the term I'm looking for. And that statute is interesting because it shows us some language. My bad. I'm trying to find something. All right, so boom, I got what I need now. All right, so boom. This code here is, I'll type it in here so you can find it. No, I'm not going to say it all. I believe that's the code. All right, so it says, an infant, which is a child, is nothing more than the decedent of an estate. And I just want to pause right there because we're going to poke at the bear. Now, there's a lot of stuff I was supposed to have open in it. It's not even. But there's some things that I, is this one of them? Nope, none of this shit is. All right, let me close these. Well, I need to go over this shit too, but I don't want to right now. So, in any instance, the infant is a decedent of an estate. And a lot of y'all don't know what that means. So they're telling you two instances. If you look up this code as well, I should probably look it up too. CFR. They have a term in there that's a minority. So if you look up the term minority, there's two instances that they're going to show us. Now, what a lot of people don't do is they don't ever look up terms. Now, sometimes we get deceived when we look up terms. So, like, you know, I never knew what a decedent is, right? So you just say, I don't know what decedent is. I want to look it up. So when I look up decedent, it gives me decedent. And it gives me a person who has died. It's ironic, though, that the example provided here says the executor of a decedent's estate. That's not correct. If the nigga dead, he dead. How are you going to preside over somebody's estate? All right. It says a person who is no longer living, a deceased person. A tax on the estate of the decedent. Oh, well, that's an example again. They're not giving me anything good, y'all. But here we go. Let's look up what they say in their codes. It says, decedent is the term that is generally used in the laws governing estates. Now, I don't want y'all to say, oh, I'm making up shit again. So let me just put this in the chat so y'all can have that. I like to read shit in black and white. That's proof shit, right? So it says, decedent is a term that is generally used in the law governing estates and trusts. in reference to a person who has died. So let's make sure we understand that this is what they're telling us, right? Decedents have rights that continue after their death. Oh my fucking God, yo. And the authority to take certain action, make certain decisions through third-party representatives. Oh, God. The assets of a decedent are known as the decedent's estate. So did they just tell you that in the IRM law that an infant is the asset of an estate? Did they just tell you? Because the assets of a decedent is known as the decedent's estate. I can't make this shit up. Y'all just don't want to accept the shit for what it is. This is silly to me, but it's all good. So the primary method a decedent uses to exert influence, listen, y'all, and exercise their rights after their death are through trust and will. That sounds like motherfucking Rule 17 to me. Hold on. I'm in the zone. So let me just Rule 17 this motherfucker. Rule 17. All right. Let me just Rule 17. Rule 17. Come on, Rule 17. Let's see what you got to say. Plaintiff and defendant's capacity, designation in general, action. Wait, did they just say that you can take action? Did it say action and exercise their rights and debts? No, it didn't say action. I just want to make sure. All right, cool. So it says, an action must be prosecuted in the name of the real party and interest. The following may sue in their own names without joining the person for whose benefit the action is brought. An executor. That sounds like a will. And a trustee of an express trust. That sounds like a fucking trust. So far, so good. Each of these tools allow, allow the descendant to distribute their assets in accordance with their wishes. Stop playing with me. So, that said, a decedent's right to distribute their property is not absolute. Oh, God. And that property is subject to the claims of others. What are they called? Creditors, y'all. For example, if the decedent died while in debt, can't make this shit up, their estate must satisfy those debts before it can transfer in accordance with the decedent's will. All right, they're going to tell you the whole shit. In the event the decedent passes away intestate, this is the shit I just told y'all, when you die without a fucking will. That's what I was describing, right? This is when you die without a will. So all those people that died through the COVID, they died without a will. They didn't have a will on record. Nobody had a will to come forward. So there was no final wishes for anybody to enact. That's it, people. They make it so simple. If you die intestate or without a valid will, make it simple, their assets will be distributed in accordance with the rules of the given state. So yeah, some state might give you a little crumb, right? And they tell you which court has jurisdiction, right? The distribution of decedent's assets is often handled by that court. If you're not in there, you're not in there. So let me go back to where I was. I lost my space too. Trying to show y'all a whole lot of shit. Was I on one of these things? Because I'm not finding it. Maybe not. hold on. Yep, here we go. So if an infant is a decedent of an estate not meant to be a dead man, they want you to think it's a dead man, right? And if you take it literally like it's a dead man, that would mean that the person whose name is an infant is dead, has been dead, and has never been alive. So I got to thinking, and I was like, shit, is that how they really did it? Because what they did is they created three different, I guess, entity classification for us. And I'm not going to get into all the mechanics of it, but one of them is the vessel. The other one is the corporation. But not really a corporation. The way they did it was through sole proprietorship. And the last one is the estate, right? So The estate has been under custodianship under 31 CFR 363.27. It's been under custodianship being managed by them until you attain the age of majority. And then you would think the age of majority is 18, maybe 21, and then they trick you because 31 CFR tells you that age of majority, right? A minor is still somebody who's over the age of 18, but still hasn't obtained their minor account. So there seems like there needs to be something that needs to be addressed, and the minor account needs to be addressed. So I went digging because I don't like fucking finding these codes, but I found some code today. And I'm just going to read this part here because it just fucked me up. It says the identifying number of an individual, and then they have the galls to put in parentheses, or his estate. Wait. Let me make sure I'm seeing this shit straight. That I had to do a double take. I was like, wait a minute. Did they just put that shit in the fucking statute like nothing? People don't believe they have a fucking estate. So how could your social security number identify your fucking estate? Wait, I know what y'all thinking. Y'all saying, well, shit, you got to go online. You got to give them your social to get a fucking estate. But you also got to do that to get a truck. So what are you saying? All right. So it says here, the identifying number of an individual or his estate shall be, which means must be such individual's social security account number. Not social security number, social security account number. So what are we accounting?
We got some money.
Y'all got to go get the money. Now, here's the thing, right? If y'all want to forfeit that, it's nothing to it. You can easily just defend your so-called position of being in the private and just keep it on moving. The reason why I wanted to poke at the bear is because a lot of y'all have been going, I'm going to take a pause for a second. A lot of y'all have been going through a lot with these processes. And we have been jumping from one person to the next person, asking for guidance, asking for insight, asking for resources, asking for mentorship, asking for everything under the fucking sun. And I don't knock the people that are exercising their mind. I keep bringing that back to the forefront. Like, I respect somebody who's not saying, I'm just going to sit there and wait for somebody to come try to tell me, you know, what to do. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to do what I need to do to make this shit work. You know, I can respect that. I really do appreciate that, as a matter of fact, right? But the fact of the matter is, we want to be in a position where not only we can be effective across the board. So at Law Life, we like to say, it doesn't matter if you're in Tennessee or if you're in Timbuktu, it doesn't matter, right? Whatever we share in terms of how we deal with these things, it should work for you no matter where the fuck you are. So that's one of the things we pride ourselves on. The other thing that makes us a little bit different than anybody else is the fact that, yo, we just approach it differently. So we try to find literally the path of least resistance. And the issue is, and I'm going to get into it now, it's the fact that you all don't know what these terms are. So first, let me say this. If you all want to be better at these things and better at the understanding, spend some time looking at words, looking up words. All the online dictionaries are free. So you don't got to complain. I don't got to block black laws or this law or that law. They got all this shit online, right? But don't always just look shit up in the legal term, which I'm going to do shortly. You want to look these terms up so you have a better fucking understanding of what it is that you're dealing with. And the term decedent does not mean a dead person. So I want to poke at the bear tonight, and I'm going to start by doing that. That's how I'm going to poke at the bear tonight, because from here on out, I'm fucking going in, right? So here are some things that you need to understand. The people who's tracking the records, these vital statistics, right? They do that in accordance with all the rules that have come up. And I'm not going to be able to go over all of them, but look at 1666, the SSAV Act. If you think that's not fucking real, then I'll show you the version from, I think it's Philly, Pennsylvania. I'll show you their version, right? So you can see it a little bit closer to home and see how they take away people's fucking estates, because that's what they do. This is meant to strip you of your inheritance. That's all this is. That's all it is. Because if we have all your wealth and everything, you're stuck. Right? So their records, got you in their system as a dead person. Hence why they keep having us look at decedent as a dead person. A decedent is not a fucking dead person. It's just a nigga that's lazy who ain't gonna do what they're supposed to do. So I'm gonna break that shit down for you. Now, one of the things that you all need to look at is words that are compounded. They're not singular words. It's like they do shit like they put a noun with another noun and they call that a fucking word. They got a noun with an adjective with a noun, an adjective with a verb. This is how they compound the fucking word. That is meant to confuse us, right? It's meant to just literally confuse us, because now what they're saying is, in this system, we are dead as decedent. And until we show proof that we are not dead, right, you are not able to take over your estate. Your estate is here for your inheritance. You're supposed to be enjoying that before you die. It's not supposed to be left behind for somebody else to come and take it over. You were supposed to be the executor. I'm poking at the bear. Nobody's teaching you all this shit, right? So you were supposed to be the executor. And I can prove that to you if you go to Minnesota Rule 220 that everybody likes to quote. You were supposed to do that at the age of fucking 18. I'm not going to go into that tonight because I'm poking at the bear. So now, what you got to do is you got to remove the fact that you gave these people permission, not you, but your parents, to do the things that they did. And the only way to do that is to really give them niggas back the shit that they created. That's it. Mic drop. That's it. Some people like to call it surrendering, right? Some people like to call it to give back over or gift or transfer or whatever the fuck you want to call it, right? But you got to give it back. The consent of it is what's killing you. So what you're supposed to do is give it back with instruction of how you're going to take it over moving forward. Now, I'll show you an example of how they used to do that back in the day. It's called a will. It's a simple fucking will. It's called a will. I just read it to you before. But everybody's been teaching you how to jump to trust and therefore abandoning your fucking estate. So as it relates to the decedent, a decedent, I'm trying to find the definition for you. A decedent is not a dead person, right? It's a legal status, or the status of a legal person who has not given back control of that thing. Right? So let me say this. If you make something, you become the owner. So what happens is, and I wanted to get into a lot of the stuff that happens behind the scenes. So let's talk about like the life event. You go into the hospital, you have a baby. The baby comes out as a product. Yes, it does. They give you a display. For my niece, it was welcome to the world, her name, her height, her date of birth, the time she was born, all these little demographics, right? So they plugged all that shit in there. She came out as a product. A human being is a product. Now, I want to get into that because in the vital statistics, it tells you what live birth is. I'm telling you, matter of fact, let me see if I have one of them shits up, because, boy, if these people ain't just some assholes, I don't know who the fuck is. These people ain't assholes. I don't know who the fuck is. I'm not going to search for it, but I can pull it back up another time. I'm just trying to see if I have one up that I can just run to, because I've been going back and forth through the resources I want to share with y'all. I don't know which one of them is going to have it, but I'm going to put one. Let's see this one. Nope, not this one. Not this one. All right, so let's see. I love when my shit is on point. I love when my fucking shit is on point. Here I am talking shit, and I'm like, I can't find shit. I always fumble. Watch this, y'all. This shit says, according to Vital Statistics, it says, live birth means the complete expulsion or extraction from its mother of a product of human conception. Now, what did I just fucking say? Does anybody know what a product is? Nigga, somebody can talk to me. I want to rap with somebody for the rest of the time because I think I'm going stupid. I know I'm supposed to go dumb nuclear. I'm trying to go nuclear, but I need some energy, people. Y'all got to fucking work with me. I need some fucking nuclear. Do you know what a product is? Most people notice, or take the stance of, in order for you to correct the record, you got to go back with a proof of life or claim of life or something of that nature. That's what most people would take the stance of. You get what I'm saying? Most people. But all I'm saying is, it's this fucking record. Let me finish reading the description of the definition real quick. Means the complete expulsion, extraction from its mother. It is a thing. It is not a human being. It is not how we describe people. It. I hate when people have kids and they're like, what are you going to name it? What the fuck you mean? It. It is not a product. It is not a fucking, well, it's a product of human. Now, y'all don't know human conception, it says, right? You don't know that a human is a monster. So it's a product of a beast. Hence why they're trying to get you with a jab, because now they change your DNA and now you're a cattle, because if your DNA doesn't reflect that of a human being, you're less than a human being and now you're chattel, so you're an animal. They're making you into beast. Fuck if you believe me or not. I can't make this shit up. The agenda, I just gave it to you. I put it in this fucking chat. Now, let's keep going. It's irrespective of the duration of pregnancy. Don't give a fuck how long you're there. Now, watch this. Now, pay attention. This is the fucking switcheroo. Which, after such separation, I'm a fucking animal. Grieves or shows any other evidence of life, such as beating of the heart, pulsation of the umbilical cord, or definite movement of voluntary muscles, whether or not the umbilical cord has been cut or the placenta is attached. So what happens when the placenta is not attached, but it still breathes and it still moves on its fucking own? They tricked you, nigga. I feel like preaching tonight. Somebody grab their neighbor and say, it's gonna be all right. Y'all not fucking with me. Y'all see what these people do to you? Live birth, everybody, the COLB, color of the certificate of live birth, it means something. No, the fuck it doesn't. The COLB just has a different issuer. Did y'all hear what I just said? Do y'all see what I'm talking about? Whenever you accept to act as the fiction, this is what they see you as. Now, there's another term on here I want to touch on real quickly, because it has some significance. These people are fucking animals. All right? This term is registrant. It says registration. I lied, but I'm going to still read this to y'all. Registration means the acceptance. Listen to what registration is. And now, when I say this, I know a lot of y'all don't know nothing about this. So watch what I'm saying, right? They tell you to your face. I just want y'all to know that this is being transparent. So registration means the acceptance by the Office of Vital Statistics and the incorporation of its official records of certificates, reports, or other records provided for in this act of birth, death, fetal death, because you didn't know they record a fucking stillbirth, adoptions, marriages, or divorces, right? They're telling you. Now, before I jump out of this, they have a term here that they say system of vital statistics, a system, pay attention. It includes the system of registration. It includes the system of collection. It includes the system of preservation. It includes system of amendment. And it includes the system of certification of the records and activities related thereto, including the system of tabulation, the system of analysis, the system of publication, the system of statistical data from such records. Who fucking with me, man? I'm making your life easy, right? I'm getting to it, right? So why is that important? Well, somebody had to register this shit. And since we already are poking at the bear saying that your social security number established both your individual identifying number and your estate, so one being a sole proprietorship, the other being the estate, you've been acting in the sole proprietorship all your fucking life because you didn't know any better. So let me go into this where I can see. Let me see. I pulled it up right here. So listen what they say this shit is. Registrant. So we talked about registration. Now we're going to talk about the culprit. A lot of us blamed our mom, blamed our dad, we blamed everybody, right? But pay attention. And that shit goes deeper than that, too. Just pay attention. Registrant. The term registrant means an issuer of securities for which a Securities Act registration statement is required to be filed. So when you got the birth certificate, you got securities. So where are they trading them fucking securities? We talking about ain't no money. Ain't no way you can take this from me. I'm just kidding, y'all. Right? They say it ain't no money. Right? So an issuer of securities with respect to which an Exchange Act registration, so they had the Social Securities Act. Notice they're not putting securities in front of it. They have the Securities Exchange Act. Notice they're not putting securities in front of it. But these two fucking acts came into effect in and around 1933, 1935, 1939, right? There may be changes in amendment. So what are we talking about? This is what's happening behind the scene. When your peoples registered you, they created securities for the Social Security Administration and for the fucking Securities Exchange Commission. GMI Utilities, your shit is being traded. A report is required to be filed and or an investment company required to file an investment Security Investment Companies Act. That's another one. Registration statement. So those are three fucking statements, three entities that are out here milking your fucking security. First of all, we've been in bankruptcy. There has been no money. Money was not what y'all think it is. We haven't been doing this shit right. The reason why I don't teach y'all to go get houses or get cars or get these things is because y'all status is fucked up. Y'all choose to just bounce around and say, let me deal with this issue and that issue and this issue and that issue, as opposed to just saying, what is the root of the fucking problem? Oh, the root of the problem is these records. So let me poke at the beer before I go. Yesterday I was saying, The name change. I pulled that up for y'all, and I shared with y'all the fact that the name change, which I'm trying to see if I have the code up. I got so many different fucking, I had the statutes up for vital statistics too, but I'm not going through all that shit. Where is it? Do I not have it up? Let's see. Name change. My bad, y'all. All right, so I think this is it. I think this is it. think this is it. Yep. So name change. Chancery courts have jurisdiction to the name. So I went over this shit yesterday. And what most people don't know is, like, you go and everybody likes to quote statutes. Please do not compare me, associate me with anybody that uses fucking statutes. This is just merely to show you what your peoples, meaning the enemies, think of you, right? This is your bondage. Now, before you can say you know yourself, you got to know your fucking enemies. I know y'all say, you know, I know me. I know not, you don't know shit. You got to know your enemies. Because you got to know what they can do and what they can't do before you go and say you're going to engage with them. So this is the purpose of that. So boom. When we open this up, it tells us immediately that there are some statutes. This statute is right here. Let me see if I can put it in the chat for y'all so y'all can see what I'm looking at, right? Boom. So this statute right here says that it's under the civil practice and procedures. So these are, this is a civil matter, right? And then it's under their miscellaneous proceedings, right? So under their miscellaneous proceedings, you must petition. When a petition is filed, which requires a criminal history check, so they want a criminal history check, the court got to do some stuff. So they walk us through the whole shebang. The petitioner's occupation is necessary. They got to get the whole shebang. They want to know if you're a sexual predator. They want to know what your background is, right? They even got to, let me make sure I slow down and read this part because I want to tie everything in. So number five here says, on filing final judgment, because this is the piece that I was saying, I didn't even think that he put it in the fucking code. The morons teach y'all that you have the ability to keep this information private. I put it in the chat, right? Because this is what the morons don't acknowledge. So they say, like, you can go change your name in court and not tell Social Security, not tell this other agency, not tell this other fucking agency. Now y'all can see what the fuck I was reading yesterday and see for your fucking self. It says on filing final judgment. So who files the final judgment? The clerk of the court. They're telling you the court, the clerk of the court, but the judge is the one that submitted to the clerk of the court. So when the clerk knows that this shit has been closed, they must, right? If the birth occurred in their state, they must contact their Office of Vital Statistics of the Department of Health on a form to be furnished. Now, what's the fucking form? Well, shit, I got the fucking form, so I'm going to give it to y'all. All right, let me just see where I got the form. I got the form. Just give me a second. I got so many fucking screens open. I'm trying not to close it out by accident. Okay, here it is. So this is the form. So everybody can shut the fuck up, right? This is what I'm saying. Your teachers aren't teaching you right, but y'all get mad at me because I'm passionate about the fact that y'all are being bamboozled. Don't get mad at me because I'm mad that you're getting fucked over. You know what I'm saying? You should be mad too. So there's a form that the court submits to Vital Statistics. They didn't say they needed your permission to fucking do that, y'all. Huh? What does it say? Report of legal change of name. State of Florida, Department of Health, Office of Vital Statistics. This is the shit that they're required to submit. They even give them instruction. Stop playing with me, y'all. Jacksonville, state capital. I told y'all. Huh? I don't know what I'm talking about. Hello? I lost my space. But this is what they say. Then they say on the number six, the clerk of court must, within 5 business days of the judgment, send the shit over to the Department of Law Enforcement. Now, I didn't stop to go pull up this form, but it says it on a form to be furnished by that department. So they have another form that they turn over to the fucking police saying, look at this moron saying that he's a L or a B or a this, that, and the fifth, but he came into our jurisdiction and asked our permission and we gave him permission. Now we slapped it together. We got his old name slapped to the new name and we attached it by 3 letters, AKA, nigga. I got the documents. I can prove it to you. I'm not making this shit up. Now, why was I going to poke at the bit? Because I still got to go up another notch, right? So let me go up another notch. What if I told you that this shit here was not even fucking real? I mean the statute. What if you knew that the statute was not real and you can prove it? Would you still want to run all into court? Would you? Would you still want to go ask for discovery or some shit that's fraudulent and they're not proven to you? The reason why y'all get locked up is because of a term, and I'm going to put it in the chat, and y'all need to look it up. I'm not going to get the definition. This is why y'all all go to jail. Right here. This is a fraud. This is a fraud. That's the fraud right there. That's the fraud. That's why y'all go to jail. Every last one of y'all. This is why y'all fail. So, in order for me to paint a better picture, I'm going to take a static, I'm going to take a traffic citation issue, and I'm going to change that for y'all. So let me give you an example. I'm trying to find one. All right, so let me search their shit again. I turn my music off, and I'm still humming that shit. You see that shit? There's a lot that I want to show y'all, but I can't get into all of this shit. Where the fuck is it, y'all? Right here. So this is an article that says we must understand Florida speeding statute. So the speeding statute is this code, if y'all want to look it up. And I'm going to prove to y'all that this shit ain't even fucking real. So this is why y'all need to pay attention. All right, so boom. I don't teach people to go to court. I always tell people, you have options, right? The idea behind court is on paper. It's not the building. It's not the physical fucking space. It's not sitting in front of this nigga or standing below them. That's not court. Court is paperwork, right? And your paperwork must always precede you before you go to their building any fucking way. But even in that, y'all don't know how to do that. So when they talk about speeding as a traffic violation, we're going to look at it. It says here, no matter what the posted speed limit is, it is unlawful to drive your vehicle on a highway at speeds which are greater than a reasonable, who defines that, prudent person would drive. So who's a reasonable, prudent person, that's an issue, would drive under the same condition. Speed must always be controlled in a manner which avoids collisions with other vehicles, persons, or objects. All persons who drive a vehicle on Florida highways must use due care and follow all legal requirements. Now, when you read that shit sounds like it was talking to everybody. But first of all, I'm not a person. Let's just start right there. Right? I'm not a fucking person. So as you go through this, it gives more reasonable shit. Now, watch this. It says the maximum allowed speed on Florida streets and highways is 35 miles per hour in business or residential areas and 55 in the other locations. That being said, counties or municipalities have the right to set their own speed limits, blah, blah, blah. We get it. We love it. That such limits are reasonable on highways comprising a part of national system of interstate, so on and so forth, so on and so forth. Now watch this. Look what they put in here. School buses may not exceed Florida's posted speed limits under any circumstances at any time. Oh, shit. So we done went from everybody, right? Because we said everybody must follow, all persons who drive a vehicle on the Florida highways must use due care, right? So that's a given, right? It makes it sound like you have to follow all legal requirements. That's what it says. Due care and follow all legal requirements. Are you legal? All right. So is that school bus drivers? I mean, school buses. Then it says drivers are your driver. This is another thing. Drivers must reduce their speed appropriately when going across a railroad. Drivers must reduce their speed during inclement weather. Drivers, when driving through a construction zone, violation of Florida statutes. Let's see what it says. Violation of Florida statutes are non-criminal traffic infractions, excuse me, punishable as traffic infractions as proposed for under Chapter 13, 21A. Now, let's poke at the bear. Do I want to set y'all free? I do want to set y'all free, right? I said I was going to turn up. All right, so let's put all the stuff that the gurus has taught us to the test. And I'm going to try to see if I can show it to y'all. All right. So what's that statute? 318. No. What is the fucking statute? Somebody put in, 316. I just put it right there. 316-183. Let's see what we got here. All right. This says, when I look up this code, it says the actual responsibilities for school districts for the transportation of school children. So wait a fucking minute. Are you telling me that first and foremost that we have a problem here? Now watch this shit. I'm gonna show y'all this in private because I just don't want to do it like here. I was gonna put it on the fucking chat, but let me just go through it. So in this instance, who do you think is responsible for managing the fucking highways and the byways? I'm gonna tell you. In this instance, it's the Department of Education. So what the fuck does the Department of Education has to do with them telling you, where's the other one that I was looking at, that you must observe, I already fucking changed the screen, that you must observe, right, due care, and that you must follow all of the shit. Well, shit, when I click on it, I already have it there too, but I need to open that shit just so I can open it. This is what it says. Each school district shall exercise specific powers and responsibilities. Responsibilities of superintendent. It must be the duty of the superintendent acting as executive officer for the school board to exercise functions and to perform duties listed below. What the fuck does this have to do with traffic citation speeding? Hello? What does it have to do with? Are y'all listening to what the fuck I'm saying? All right, cool. To recommend to the school board and such policies, rules, and regulations, plans, and procedures as the superintendent must deem desirable or necessary for provisions of satisfactory transportation facilities and equipment in the district. I'm reading on the motherfucking speeding ticket, right? When you get a speeding ticket, this is what they're saying. They're basing their decisions on holding you accountable for a fucking traffic infraction for. So wait a minute. When I told y'all that number that you got, right, put you in a position where you became a sole proprietor, under their corporate umbrella, you are seen as an employee and therefore classed as an employee having to subscribe to their rules and their codes and their regulations. I haven't read any fucking thing yet that says you can't speed. Pay attention. To recommend to the school board, to recommend in writing to the school board for equipment qualified bus drivers. Are you a fucking bus driver? For qualified attendants. Are you an attendant? For qualified mechanics. Are you any of those? Wait a minute. To develop safety regulations and promote property safety practices for all drivers. Who are the drivers? The bus drivers, Nick. Every time you go on the road and get a fucking ticket, you're a bus driver. Instead of fucking playing with me. Yeah, y'all gonna want to listen to this shit over again and again and again. To prepare and recommend to the fucking school board plans for purchase of or contracts for safe school buses to transport students to and from school or school activity. Nigga, I wish a nigga would pull me in the court, talk about I did some what, nigga? Prove that to me. Next week, I'm going to pull a recording of an officer who got torched in court by an attorney because he was incompetent. He was locking people up for almost 30 fucking years. 30 years he was under force, but he couldn't define traffic. He couldn't give the fucking officer the legal definition for traffic. Your peoples teach you to go into court. I teach my peoples two sentences and you out of court. Never had to set foot in. And then you go and you tag that ass. That's what you're supposed to do. All right, let's see if we see something in here that says they talking about regular fucking people, because I ain't seen nothing about regular people yet, right? They said to make sure we're transporting students. I told y'all that's what it was about. To organize or approve an inspection, maintenance, and repairs for publicly owned or contracted buses. Is your fucking vehicle publicly fucking owned? I'm torching. Nigga, I just told y'all I made y'all life easy. I'm torching everything. Don't tweet to me about traffic citations no more. I just told you it's not fucking real. Before I go, I got a minute. I'm going to take a call. I'm dropping some heat. Let me jump in, 305, holler at your boy. Y'all been had y'all hands up for a minute, but my bad. I had to, you know, do what I said I was going to do. So what's popping, 305? What's popping?
Yeah, what's good, big dog? Hey, man, I just wanted to say, man, I wanted to hit you up. I wanted to chime in. I wanted to show some support. Overall, I'm just getting back from out of town. I got a lot of catching up to do. Got to catch the last show and all that good stuff, man. Damn, my head is blown, man.
Show is tough. The show is tough. They put in the chat, they say mic drop, laughing out loud. Yeah, mic fucking drop, nigga. I told y'all, stop playing with me. Y'all want to be suckers to these people who keep treating y'all like that, man. Stop playing with me. Huh? What more can I say? God damn.
Bus driver, huh?
So back to the BC, because I'll leave you with that. I got 40 seconds. In order for you to take over the BC, look up the term affidavit of ownership. Just look up the legal definition of what an affidavit of ownership is. Create one, slap that shit on your BC, and go put that motherfucker on the record. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody deter you. Tell them niggas they got to back the fuck up. That is your birthright. That is all that you have to fucking do. And 99.9% of your fucking headaches go away. Well, it's not all you have to do, but that kickstarts the process. That's zero, right? I got 10 seconds. I'm really going to drop the mic now. I'm out. Peace, homie. Peace.